Hello and welcome back to the Philosophy Guy, Brendan here, your host as usual. So before we jump in, as always, I'd like to say thanks for listening. Just want to get this out of the way in the beginning of the episode. But anyways, if you'd like to help keep the show going, I've put up another couple bonus episodes on mortality, technology, anti-theism, and religion on the bonus episode feed. So check out the link below, hit up that Patreon and support me. It's for, you know, as little as a cup of coffee a month, as they all say. And all the marketers also say not to say that anymore, but I just did. So anyway, it's fine. So check those out and help support the show on Patreon. Also join the Discord to join the convo after the episodes. Obviously, the Discord is free to join. It's just for fans and combos and recommendation and discussions, yada, yada, yada. So let's get right into the content today. It's a slightly different episode. I like to do this a lot. If you've been listening for a while, you know I probably say that every other episode. This is a different style of episode. Well, today is going to be the 12 essential truths I've learned about life. So if you give a shit about what I have to say about what I've learned about life in my young mid-20s, those mid-20 years are going fast. Anyway, this is what I've kind of figured out through my journey into all these ideas, right? Now, these are likely to change somewhat and adapt and be adapted as I continue my journey into researching, reading, writing, all that fun stuff. But these are some things I've come to understand over the past probably year or even 2 years or so, because I've actually changed quite a bit since I would say my junior year of college and then on. I don't know, I kind of really gained, I say it as an understanding of the world, but in reality, it's more of like this understanding of how little I know and how dumb I am, I guess you could say. So yeah, it's kind of this realization that's set me on a path of really just curiosity about stuff I disagree with or thought I disagreed with or agreed with and thought I agreed with. And it's made me want to do stuff like this podcast and be really skeptical about things and be really open-minded about things and try new things and all that stuff. And that's why I started wanting to share it, because, you know, I always say not an expert on this stuff, but I feel like a skeptical mindset is someone that can teach people things or you can learn from. Like, it's not like I'm giving you information that's just going to be mind-blowing, but at least hopefully I present things in an entertaining way that it at least opens up your mind. You're like, huh, I want to check that out more. I want to listen more in on that. That's what I'm trying to do, and I've gotten multiple emails about that and messages and whatnot, so I know I'm at least doing that part, and that's all. I'll be happy with that. If the show doesn't grow at all and I keep getting emails about that and messages of, you introduced me to philosophy, that's, I would be happy with that. But enough of that stuff. So these are some things, like I said, that come to a realization past couple of years. Also, one quick clarifier, I'm slowly developing my understanding of truth, but these truths are my understandings of truth currently, like I've kind of said. And I've talked about truth as well, and we're going to get into truth more because I think truth is like a fascinating word. But anyway, so number one, these, and some of these are self-helpy and you can take them for what you will. I'm not a self-help guru is what I'm trying to say. And I'm definitely not an expert at organizing my life. I have procrastination issues, laziness issues at times, all sorts of difficult things when you're trying to make it in life, right? So number one, mental and physical health come first. If we don't put those in line, everything just kind of crumbles upon itself. Kind of obvious, I guess, but eating right makes you feel better. And that's something I at least do a generally good job of. And when you are feeling better, you have a good night's sleep, then your mind is able to think better, faster, longer, and more efficiently. You know, stuff just starts falling into place. I know that's what's like obvious, but you know, sometimes people need a reminder. And also the reason it's a list of 12, kind of my initial plan was to do a review of Jordan Peterson's book. I did not actually read the book, so I can't criticize it too much, but I read a summary of it, was kind of bored by the summary, was not super interested in, and I have nothing against Jordan Peterson. So if I have any Jordan Peterson fans listening, you know, I'm skeptical of anyone on the intellectual dark web, but I'm not like a Jordan Peterson hater by any means. I just didn't find the book all that interesting. So I just decided to transform that episode into doing my own little 12 rules for life from a nobody. But so number two, You have scientific laws, societal laws, and your laws. So your laws are as firm as you make them. You know, your perception of the world, your perception of truth, your perception of reality. You start building laws. Like, sure, you can share laws with other people and foundations with other people, but still, like, your perception, only you hold that perception of the world. So I think of my laws as like this opportunity to commit myself to be open to new ideas, willing to change my mind. I'm careful to never set anything in stone except for this principle, I guess. And the reason I do that is kind of like my, I referred to this last couple episodes, but my echo chamber episode. In that episode, I realized I don't want to be that guy that, you know, you gain an audience and you talk about the same things. Everyone knows what you're about to say, your reaction to everything, the same ideas. You never really grow. And I realized that from what I think it comes from is you build this identity around yourself. And once you build that identity, you gain a following, you want to solidify that identity, right? And once you solidify that, you become less open to new things. It becomes who you are, either if it's your job, you know, the house, or the type of car you drive, the type of clothes you wear, the things you do, all that stuff. So I was like, okay, how do I prevent myself from doing that too much? Like, everyone's going to do it to an extent. Everyone creates this like ego around themselves. It's inevitable. It's how we move forward throughout the day. Unless you're going to be some guru, Buddhist guru, sitting on top of a temple over in the East, right? So the reason I've like solidified this style of set in stone of being open to new things and not setting things in stone is to try my best to avoid building that identity around myself that makes me resistant to things that attack that identity. You know, I don't want to feel offended if someone attacks my supposed narrative and story I made for my identity. I hope that makes sense. And if anyone ever has any questions about the stuff I talk about or the episodes or where I get the stuff, blah, 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 I'm always open on Discord. Discord is the easiest way to get direct access to me, but you can also email me, links below. So moving kind of slow here. Number two, we're going to accelerate this. Learn how to think. Your mind, your way of thinking plays a critical role in finding a new innovative perspectives about existing ideas. Basically, finding models to think about the world in, ones that others have not considered. And the way to do this too is also recognizing your like cognitive flaws. That's why I've been really into reading psychology lately. Thinking Fast and Slow is a book I'm currently on. My partner also is reading a good book and I forget the name. I'll try to put that in the Discord, in the book recommendations. But just kind of like these psychological things that humans don't even realize we're doing that make us biased to all sorts of things in life. And it teaches you to, you know, you need to recognize those and recognize the possibility of those things occurring in your current state of thinking, but also just learning how to think so that you can discover new things and have new perspectives and kind of figure out what you want in the world. It all involves thinking and reasoning and logic and whatnot. That's why I like philosophy. That's why I do this podcast. You all know that. That's why I kind of express it in this way. So number four, happiness is about being content. So if society tells you to be a doctor, but you don't want to be a doctor, then don't be a doctor. Simple enough, right? You know, it's easier said than done. You know, I heard a story of this woman who had her medical school being paid for by her parents. It's what her parents always wanted her to do. They wanted her to go to med school, become a doctor, you know, be this emblem of being, you know, the high prestige doctor of the family, right? But she got to medical school and she just hated it. What is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to just do it because her parents want her to do it? Just do it because it's a good opportunity? If you hate it, you know, life is too short to do things you hate is basically what the reasoning behind that rule, at least for me so far. Number five, beyond fundamental truths in physics, chemistry, and biology, most science is uncertain. So keep an open mind. Now, this isn't me coming across as some like super like anti-science guy at all. No, it's actually very pro-science. It's just I want science to continue to be this open-minded community. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in science. That's not what I studied in college. So I try to remember that before, you know, so like, let's say, take this example. Einstein's scientific discoveries of general relativity. Scientists were claiming that we knew all there is to know about science before Einstein. Einstein comes in, flips over the table of science, and then I think we could have, you know, another Einstein moment at any time. And part of it is being open to the possibility of how little we know. And I think a lot of scientists do a great job of this anyway, but it's just a rule for you know, me, the average person. So number six, the scientific method is currently the best way for verifying knowledge. Experiment, observe, then modify and repeat. I've come to really try to follow this method in my philosophical thinking, trying to verify knowledge. In that process, it can help you consider, you know, interesting and new questions, you know, which is what philosophy is all about. At least I think it's about asking those interesting and new questions. Now, number seven, going off of philosophy. Philosophy is an essential tool for clarifying life. Why do you do what you do? Why do you want to do what you do? And why do you act the way you act? And why do you reason the way you reason? All these things, and how do you answer these questions and how you ask these questions evolve around philosophy. And I'd say clarifying life is different than understanding life, I think, because the more I've gone into philosophy, the more I realize, like, although it clarified my perspective on life, it's led me down a path of confusion, but in a good way, if that makes any sense. So if you want to take the philosophical journey, I will tell you, you might think, oh, I'm going to go in, I'm going to clarify life, right? You know, it's going to be all good once I start doing it. No, it makes life confusing, but I love it. So, but number eight, time is a limited resource. And, you know, if you ever get to know me, know that my perception of time makes me always late, makes me miss deadlines, makes me think I have way more time than I actually do, because that's what the whole procrastination thing comes in. And I rush to it at the end. I think, oh, I got all this time to do it. This is why I need this reminder lesson. Time is a limited resource. It's the one thing you are guaranteed to run out of in life, at least at this time anyway. So use it wisely. Also, use it how you want, not how someone else wants you to. And I need to check myself on this too, because I'm always like, oh, am I looking for other approval or am I doing self-approval? Also, emphasis on at this time. Recent understanding of mine is that humans at some point in the future, if we don't kill ourselves first, humans will cease being mortal beings. I don't know when, but the technology is at least conceivable and possible in my eyes. Number nine, our mind is always running algorithms based on what we input. Pay mind to the setting you place yourself in. I don't feel like I need to explain that one too much more. But number 10, logic is the first step. Then comes imagination. Always try to think outside the box. And the way I think about this one is you like try to create this like logical framework and reasoning for a certain perspective you have. But then, you know, you want a new way to think about that thing or that idea or whatever it is that you reason to. That's when you can use imagination to kind of build around that framework you've built. That's at least the way I interpret that one. So number 11, not taking risks is a risk. Calculate your risk, then decide whether to act or not act. But remember, not acting is still a way of a calculated risk. And last but not least, number 12, don't ever blindly follow an opinion. And this is one that I need to check myself on, because a lot of times I'm like, oh, I respect that thought leader. And oh, he says this X idea, it must be true, it must be right. I'm just going to go follow that. It will lead you down a path of echo chambers that it will be hard to escape from. And I've escaped my own multiple times, and I need to finally solidify that lesson for myself. But anyway, the point is, it's better not to have an opinion than ascribing yourself to a bad one. This is one I've started to constantly think about when it comes to politics. For some reason, our ability to vote gives people this perception that they are an expert on public policy. No matter how little research they did, they could have just looked up a Fox News article, a Vox article, a New York Times article, a CNN article, whatever. No matter how shitty or how good or great or bad the website is, they are going to proclaim themselves as some sort of policy expert. And they have all the data, all the research. They've checked the data. They checked the research. They know. They know with absolute certainty that they are right. But they're not. Not all of us are right. It's just impossible for all of us to be right. Look how much disagreement there is. But just like any profession, a doctor, a lawyer, professor, understanding the workings of public policy takes time. One New York Times article does not make you an expert. And this mindset has helped me have more thoughtful political discussions and opinions. And it also, it's not just about politics. I went on a rant there for a couple seconds about politics, but it's about all things in life. Don't just blindly follow opinions. Don't blindly follow this kind of voodoo essential oils stuff or the anti-vaxxer stuff, right? You don't just blindly follow that stuff. You have to check it out for yourself. Otherwise, you will end up being an anti-vaxxer. That's kind of the point. Anyway, that concludes this episode for today. I hope you like the style. But yeah, like I said, as always, check out the Discord, the Patreon, email me, check out the YouTube as well. I should be getting a video up here in the next week or so. And as I just talked about procrastination this episode, we'll see how that goes. But and also on Twitter, as always, thank you for support. Thank you for listening. Peace.